True Story, Part 2.
In 1915, Gandhi and his family returned to live in India.
I am glad to be home.
Long live Gandhi!
Gandhi!
Long live Gandhi!
Gandhi!
Are you refusing to wear European clothes? I prefer to wear Indian clothes. What are you going to do? I want to rediscover the India I left more than 20 years ago.
In 1915, India's population is 400 million. Most people live in the countryside and are very poor.
The English make clothes with the cotton we grow.
Then they sell the clothes to us at high prices.
Untouchables have a terrible life.
Gandhi creates a community where time is divided between prayer and farm work.
India needs you. I think while I spin thread. Spin and weave. You will soon be proud to be Indian.
Gandhi speaks at public meetings.
Let's burn clothes made by the British in their factories. The flames will be seen as far as London. If, like me, you only have one piece of cloth, wear it with dignity.
In 1930, Gandhi organizes another non-violent protest, the Salt March.
The British are making us pay tax on salt, so we will walk to the ocean to collect our own salt. Mahatma! Mahatma!
Gandhi walks 350 kilometers to the Indian Ocean. Thousands of Indians follow him.
Long live Gandhi!
Mahatma!
Long live Gandhi!
Long live Gandhi!
Long live Gandhi!
The salt of the Indian Ocean belongs to us!
The British react.
The Indians are collecting salt without permission.
Arrest everyone, except Gandhi.
Thousands of Indians are arrested. The world press tells the story of the Salt March and condemns British violence in India.
All right, get back there! Get out there. Hey, back away!
In February 1931,
Mr. Gandhi, you are invited to attend a conference in London to discuss the independence of India.
The end.